Welcome to GESPCU, the University of All Things Guaranteed Energy Savings Performance Contracting. This podcast, presented by the Energy Services Coalition and sponsored by the United States Department of Energy, is part of a series of topics taking you, our listeners, through the performance contracting process.
On this podcast, we're going to initiate our discussion about the Investment Grade Audit, or the IGA. While this discussion will introduce you to the IGA concept, in future podcasts, we'll go through the various aspects of this process in more detail. But before we do either, we need to paint a little background. Let's step back for a minute and put this into the flow of the overall performance contracting process. Where states have developed performance contracting programs, the solicitation they issued for ESCO pre-qualification and or selection typically calls out the requirement to use and follow very specific documents and processes. One of these is the IGA contract.
That's right, and for most of those states, the IGA contract is referenced in the ESCO's base contract as one of the many instruments that they contractually must use. The complete set of documents and forms are legally referenced as the entire agreement and subsequently included in or pointed to by reference in the project RFP. This is to ensure that all the ESCO respondents have a clear understanding of the expectations and program requirements.
The IGA contract is the first of a two contract set between the end user and the ESCO hired to do the project. In a later podcast, we'll discuss the Guaranteed Energy Savings Performance Contract, which is the second of the two. Where states don't have programs, we can do no more than strongly encourage you to follow this proven guide. And if you need a sample IGA contract or other contracts and documents, you can find a set on the Energy Services Coalition website at energyservicescoalition.org under resources. And note that these were not written by the ESC. They're a compilation of example documents, forms, and processes from the nation's most successful state performance contracting programs, samples from which they've learned from experience, with a few modernizations along the way.
Yeah, these agreements between both parties describe exactly what to do. All of the conditions that must be fulfilled that guide the ESCO to analyze and propose the work specific to the project. To be clear about this, there are no exceptions. Neither the owner nor the ESCO should be allowed to skip a step in the IGA contract just because it's convenient or you don't think it fits your project. As just one example, no one excuses the owner from providing insights into future plans for their facilities, or for that matter, disclosing existing unresolved system challenges. And no one excuses the ESCO from providing a complete description of the facilities or a detailed load inventory reconciled to the utility bill. If the contract requires it, then the work must be fulfilled. What each party needs to realize is that each article, each statement, each effort of work is in black and white for a reason. Not only is it to get done what's agreed to, but each requirement is also a way to mitigate any potential dispute.
All great points, Dale. Let's turn to the IGA process and report now. The IGA is part of a detailed process. As part of the selection process, the ESCO has contractually agreed to perform a specifically defined and detailed audit of the facilities and the systems. Through diligent surveying, engineering, and analysis, ESCOs work hard to fulfill these aspects of the audit process, which include a myriad of objectives. Let's just touch on a couple of them real quick here, Dale. For example, a complete and thorough survey and recording of the existing facilities and systems in their current condition and their operation and maintenance practices.
Yeah, and how many people occupy and use these spaces and when?
The ESCOs also need to perform a scientific utility use analysis based on weather and other variables.
Yep, a complete detailed engineering analysis.
And let's not forget the all-important detailed cost and cost savings analysis.
And the multi-year financial analysis and projection.
Reflecting the results of these tasks, the IGA report should then present not only the details of the tasks, but provide the owner a complete and understandable written description of how the results and proposed scope of work, combined with their financial analyses, will result in a paid from cost savings performance contract.
That's so true, John. However, the IGA report presents additional significantly important and required information. The detailed and transparent pricing of all the work that's envisioned over the full term of the future energy savings performance contract, a construction plan and schedule, a commissioning plan, a maintenance and operations plan, and of course, a measurement and verification plan. At the end of the day, based on final agreed upon project scope and cost saving numbers, the IGA report will define what the performance contracting project will look like and the assurance it will perform as proposed. So the IGA ultimately should be what its name describes, a process that results in a final audit report that fulfills mutual expectations, that includes a detailed scope of work that can be completed with the confidence that the utilities and cost savings it will generate are guaranteed to generate a paid for by cost savings project. It should be able to stand up to the sort of analysis and rigor that would inspire a financial provider to invest in that project. Hence the title, Investment Grade Audit.
That's a great overview of many of the steps along the way. In future podcasts, we'll take a dive into the deep end on many of these steps.
Yeah, that's a great plan, John. You know, when I think about the times I've been engaged to try and untangle the differences of opinion about a project and its savings, it really always comes down to the work of the IGA. Great IGAs are the ultimate characterization of the pre-construction state of affairs and may turn out to be paramount in sorting out the guaranteed savings that have been negatively influenced by either party.
This is why we cannot emphasize strongly enough the importance of these contracting documents.
Exactly. Of course, they need to be well-vetted documents, those of the state program, or, as we mentioned before, we recommend ESC's sample documents, and then the document should be followed to the letter. That's why when we say these documents are tried and true, they're proven pathways to success. And if you think for some reason that there's something in the documents that you don't need or plan to fulfill in a project, the only legitimate time to announce that is prior to the owner selecting any ESCO for the project.
Spot on, Dale. And I'm reminded to say again, this is but another time where our listeners may benefit significantly from the focused oversight of an experienced practitioner or a third-party owner's rep. What you're building in the IGA is the contractual foundation of the work of the project. The devil is in the details. Without experienced oversight by someone who really understands and can enforce the required pieces and parts of the process, issues can arise.
Well, if we've done anything in this podcast, hopefully it was to inform our listeners of the importance of the IGA. All of the IGA. All of the steps of the IGA.
We know quite well sometimes how common it is for owners to be tempted to use the contract documents that are provided by the energy service company. And there are probably some good ones out there. However, if you're not going to use a public pre-vetted set of standardized documents, as an absolute minimum, we encourage you to read the Energy Services Coalition's sample documents again and compare them carefully and diligently with what has been proposed to you by your ESCO. This will help you better protect yourself through the process.
You know, the investment grade audit contract is really the recipe to success. And we all know, you get the recipe right, baking cakes is a whole lot easier. With that, we invite you to tune in again next time when we'll dive deeper into the investment grade audit. GESPCU. See you next time.